thank you. Thank you for your grace, for your compassion, for your mercy that continues to overflow us. And this morning we take time to celebrate that. Father, we also want to celebrate all that you have done in and through this congregation in the past, leading up to today. And we want to take time now to celebrate that as we remember and to give you thanks out of overflowing hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Somebody asked why we left up the sign Extreme Living. I thought the series was over last week. Well, the teaching series from the book of Acts was over last week. And in that sense, the Extreme Living Adventure series was over. But now the Extreme Living Adventure actually begins. It's not a series. It's a life. It's something that we carry on as we move forward, as we seek to become the kind of people that God wants us to become, as we seek to venture into all that God has for us. And this morning, we're ready to launch into a whole new dimension. We're wanting to start the Out of Egypt campaign. We're doing that this morning. And when one of our committee members suggested this title, my mind instantly flashed back to the passages in the Old Testament where God brought the Israelites out of Egypt. And in so doing, he brought them out of bondage. And there's a major theme that runs through the Bible about God calling all of us in that sense out of Egypt, out of bondage, out of the bondage of our sin and our brokenness and our pain, to bring us into his promised land of abundant life. That's the theme that runs right throughout the Scripture. But this out of Egypt theme is not one of bondage. There's another theme that runs through the Scripture, and that's blessing. God intends blessing to flow out of Egypt. And that's what we're focusing on in this campaign. In Isaiah 19, God actually says, "Blessed be Egypt, my people." Blessed. God wants this nation, to be a place where his blessing resides and from which it spills forth. It was interesting that God, in his wisdom, when he came here in human flesh, allowed the Holy Family to come to Egypt, so that when they returned from Egypt back into Palestine, Israel, Nazareth, Matthew says that it actually fulfilled the prophecy that out of Egypt I have called my son. You know, that Holy Family could have walked this very territory. According to tradition, they were just here in Mahdi where they crossed the river. Mahdi means the crossing. And they could have walked this very place. And they could have walked the very place where we're anticipating to go. We don't know. But out of Egypt, God has called his son. And then back to Isaiah 19, it says that in that day, a day ahead of the time when he was writing that, in that day, a future day, God will use Egypt to bless the earth. Egypt will be a blessing on all the earth. Isn't this exciting? This is phenomenal truth. You know, I was in Canada serving for many, many years, and I loved serving God there, but there's not one single specific promise about Canada in the Bible, or the U.S., or Britain. I'm sorry, folks, but there isn't. But Egypt has lots of them. Egypt has God's promise to bless. And we know from Scripture that God's blessings are going to flow where? Out of Egypt. God has promised that's going to happen. And so when we cooperate with God in line with that, we know we're already cooperating. We're teaming up with God who's already declared the beginning from the end, and that's what he's going to do. How is God doing that? Well, he's doing it in many, many ways. One of the ways he's doing it is through this congregation, through Mahdi Community Church. Since 1946, this congregation has been here serving the foreign expatriate community. We've been blessed to use the facilities of the St. John's Anglican Church over that time. And we've been blessed as the congregation has grown. We've now ministering to people from 50 different countries, 70 different denominations, including all the major ones, including Orthodox, Catholic, Protestant. Some people say that can't happen. It's happening. It's right here. We're a touch of the family of God from around the world. And I think all of you have grown to appreciate it as much as I do. It's a foretaste of heaven. And we get to enjoy that together. Mahdi Community Church has been able to experience amazing blessings of God. And every week we get to experience more and more of the dynamic worship, even that we've shared here this morning. And we continue to experience it. Sound? Amen. Not only do we get to enjoy the blessings of God in this place, but the Lord has also used Mighty Community Church to grow and to touch many, many other people, many other ministries. And we are at the place now where we have literally outgrown this place, and we need another location. We also have a lease arrangement with the Anglican Church that is expiring in 2 years, and that also helps us take the step. And so we need to move on to that next adventure. I think ripples is probably the most perfect image of what God has been doing here at Mighty Community Church. Just like a drop hits the water and forms those concentric circles that move out from the center, so we see God doing that in our ministries here. The church has grown significantly. We're up to about 1,400 on a weekend now, and it's hard to keep track of the numbers. Remember, numbers are important because they're people. But God is impacting more and more lives. 5 years ago, we started our cell ministry, and that has continued to not just add, but multiply the ministry. It is growing rapidly to impact our local church, but also expand beyond the local church and touch significant portions of our community that aren't necessarily directly associated with us. One of those communities is our Africans, our sub-Saharan Africans, who are really excited about what God is doing through the cell ministry and are picking up those principles and now translating them into other churches, into their other locations. Our African cells last month had their first celebration together, where they brought all their cell groups together here under the tent and invited people. They had 1,000 people here under the tent, and 29 people gave their lives to Christ. I wish you could have been here. It was absolutely alive. And last fall, Pastor Elijah came from Nigeria and for a 3-month internship with our cell leaders, and also was able to learn principles, take them back to Nigeria, and he has an exploding cell ministry in Nigeria as well. The Lord also is opening up significant ministry among the Egyptians, and this is also very exciting. Now, we're not here to take people from the Egyptian churches. We're here to empower the Egyptian churches. As a matter of fact, the president of the Protestant Council of Churches, of Evangelical Churches here, said to me just before Christmas when he reviewed what we were doing and we talked about our cell ministry particularly, he said, "Dave, the cell ministry may be exactly what our Egyptian churches need for revitalization to help us become all God wants us to be in this country." And so we're able to partner and minister to them now and give them a good gift to help their churches. In addition to what's happening among the Egyptians in this country, we also are seeing the other denominations. A Coptic Orthodox priest has also partnered with our cell ministry and is getting leadership training for his leaders, and we're seeing fruit in their ministry as well. And so God continues to expand these ministries and continues to multiply them. It makes you ask, where could we go from here? What could God be doing if this continues to expand? Well, we don't know, but the ripples are continuing to go broader and broader and broader, touching more and more lives for Jesus Christ. And we're very excited about that. We also have Mahdi Community Church, or Sudanese Community Church that began. And if you've never been to one of their services, you want to be there. Sound? It's not on? Okay, I guess I missed that one, huh? Well, you get the technically challenged version. If you want the real thing, you got to come on a Sunday morning. This place is alive as our Sudanese brothers and sisters have their Arabic-speaking congregation, and they get to rejoice and celebrate. It is downright exciting. We also have our African Hope Learning Center. Never been to the African Hope Learning Center, you got to get over and hear these kids saying, "Oh, happy day, oh, happy day." You know, many of us think our happy day has to come from our circumstances and our bank account and our good job. These refugee children are singing about a happy day that's starting deep within their soul, and they're experiencing a dimension of it that we could learn from. We also have our Victory Bible Institute that began in 1996, and they love to sing too. Oh,
our God is never changed. The God we worship is never ever changed.
God is so good, He's so good to me. Mm-hmm.
He's so good to me. Can you sing that the song this morning? God is so good, He's so good to me. Many in our ministries are singing that song as they experience God's continuing grace. We also have started Monty Community School for the children of workers here in town, and that is also growing. These children are learning what we're all learning, that we need to lean on each other, our various ministries, our partner ministries, but more importantly, we lean on the Lord. And as we lean on the Lord in our weakness, we find Him to be strong. We find Him continue to give us everything we need for doing everything that God has called us to do. And it's exciting to watch the ministries flourish in that regard. And so whether it's the Mahdi Community School children, or whether it's the African Hope Learning Center children, or the Victory Bible Institute, the Sudanese Community Church, the Mahdi Community Church, or one of our many ministries that is partnering with us now, all of us are experiencing more and more dimensions of God's grace and His blessing as these ministries continue to expand. You may recall me sharing, or others sharing, about the fox vision that the Lord gave us many years ago. It came out of Judges 15, where Samson tied the tails of 300 foxes together in pairs, put fire there, and released them into the cash crops of the enemy. Interesting strategy of dealing with the enemies. But the Lord said that's what our ministry could be like. And our task is not to tie fire to people's tails, but to tie the truth, the fire of God's truth and love, to people's hearts and minds. And then literally to release us to go all over the world. And every year we send out people who are repatriating to their home countries, or to immigrating, or going on to another international assignment. And we're able to leave with the fire of God's truth and life burning in our hearts and in our minds. And then we get to burn up the works of Satan wherever we go and see God's kingdom established. It's happening all over the world. Would you like to hear some stories about that? Well, in addition to the people going, we also have started a number of ministries in various places. The people from here have gone and started ministries in other countries. In Sudan, in Uganda, Ethiopia, Palestine, Iraq, Finland, Australia, Canada, and the USA. And it continues to multiply. The ripples continue to go out. Take a listen to some of these stories.
Tobias came from Nigeria in 1996. And was involved in children's ministry in and outside of MCC. After he graduated from Victory Bible Institute, he responded to the call of God to minister among the street children in Ethiopia. He's working with 66 kids redeemed from the streets of Addis Ababa. He established a training center and is teaching them sewing, woodwork, metalwork, and artwork. 7 of the kids are now part of his family. Tobias' passion for lost and forgotten children is making a huge difference.
Ashraf Daoud, Nehal Mofid, and their son Yusuf were with MCC from June 1999 until May 2003 and reside in Toronto, Canada. Ashraf wrote, "God chose our very small apartment in downtown Toronto to plant a cell-based church, mainly for new immigrants to Canada who face many challenges. God prepared us at MCC by attending the cell pastor training and being part of a cell group."
Nihal wrote, "During my 4-year period of employment at MCC, God taught me lots of His values through my colleagues. It's amazing how much I've learned for my entire life in only 4 years.
Tijwag Ogwet, formerly known as Twal, was on staff at MCC, leading our Embrace the Needy ministry from 1997 to 2001. He felt God's strong urge to leave his comfortable job and life here and move his family back to Sudan. He was ordained with the Presbyterian Church and purchased an area they call Prayer Mountain, where he and his wife lead retreats and leadership training for pastors from throughout the region.
Peter and Eva Gross and their family lived in Mahdi from 1993 to 1995 and again from 1997 to 2003. Eva recalls, "I still remember MCC services being held inside when we didn't even fill all the rows in the church building. Attending MCC for 9 years made a significant change in my life and in my whole attitude. Although I grew up in a Christian home, being in a non-Christian environment forced me to ask lots of questions. With cell groups at MCC, I found answers to my questions, and I grew into a more mature Christian. I realize how amazing it is that we got salvation through Jesus Christ. We now live in Khartoum, Sudan, where we lead a small group once a week.
Stanley Lowe Nathan graduated from Victory Bible Institute in 1997. He sensed God calling him to minister the gospel of Christ among his people in South Sudan. When many were running away from the trouble, Stanley was going into the war zone for the sake of the gospel of Christ. His obedience to the call of God has brought many souls into the kingdom of God. At one point, they were taking the gospel to the soldiers in the war front. He established a discipleship training school in Yei, South Sudan, has led many people to the Lord, and is raising up leaders from among them.
What does that do to your heart? Makes my heart rejoice. I had a man come up to me this morning and tell me that he was simply taking what he learned here and applying it to another church in the greater Cairo area, and next weekend he's baptizing 50 people. God is doing amazing things. We can't even begin to count them. The Lord is on the move. The Lord is fulfilling His promise to bless the nations from out of Egypt. And we get to play a small part of that. And my heart rejoices in more ways than I can tell you. I am absolutely thrilled. In addition to that, God has given us a miraculous opportunity. For 7 years, our congregation had been asking for official recognition so that we could prepare for our future. And we knew that eventually we would need to purchase some property and build. Didn't know when and how. But after 7 years, we finally got it in the year 2000. But what we got was way more than what we asked for. We thought we were getting official recognition or hoping for our local church. What we got gave us the freedom to minister throughout the entire country. We have all the rights and privileges of any denomination in this country. It's almost unparalleled. And as we prayed about that, Lord, what does this mean? The Lord kept saying to us, to whom much is given, much is required. God doesn't just hand that to everybody. He gave it to us for a reason. We need to take that responsibly and deal with it and explore it and expand it for what He wants. The name under which we were recognized officially was the Evangelical International Church. Now that's created some confusion because people, well, who are we? What is this? But basically, we're the same thing with two names. Historically, we've been known as the Mahdi Community Church. Since 2000, we now officially are known in our government documents and our official regulations as the Evangelical International Church. So we kind of are operating with two names. Sorry for the confusion, but we're the same animal with two names. And hopefully that will clarify in the future, but that's who we are right now. And so out of this very, very old country comes a new vision, new that's born out of this privilege that God has given us, the Evangelical International Church. And listen to these words carefully because they're all pregnant with meaning. The Evangelical International Church is an oasis of refuge and renewal, equipping people, and releasing resources to flood the nations with the transforming life of Christ. That's what God is calling us to be and calling us to do. Will you read that with me? The Evangelical International Church is an oasis of refuge and renewal, equipping people and releasing resources to flood the nations with the transforming life of Christ. And it happens out of Egypt. We're blessed to be part of that, folks. We are so blessed. God has been so good. Let's hear a couple more stories. We have some this morning. I'm going to ask Debbie and Roland and Christy, is it? Katie, come on up and give us your stories. A bit more. These three are also on their way out. They've been with us for a while. And they're on their way out, and we want to hear a bit about how God is doing. I'm going to ask, let's go Debbie, Roland, and then Katie, okay?
Thank you. Hello, my name is Debbie Ash. I've been in Egypt at MCC since 1998, 8 years. And what God has done for me during my time here in Egypt is He's matured me and settled me as a believer. I came here to teach VBI. with the Africans, and what I learned from my experience is that I can teach both Africans, people of another nation, and people from my own nation in a foreign country. At MCC, anyone can minister to people from all around the world, and it's a blessing. I've also learned to focus on what's important and let the things that could potentially bring strife and division go by the wayside. I've been blessed to serve people of all ages and in different settings, from junior church worship to youth ministry breakaway and deep groups to adult Bible studies. I've had the honor to minister to and with the people of different nations and denominations. My confidence has been built up in the Lord, and I've been strengthened by my time in Egypt and at MCC through the people who touched my life. My future ministry is going to be shaped by the time I've spent here. My focus will be discipleship and solid biblical teaching. My prayer is, as Pastor Dave preached last week, Lord, give me a disciple who I can pour my life into. And as I minister to this person, that we together can shine the light of Christ so that others will be drawn to him. We'll be multipliers for the kingdom of God. God has blessed me tremendously during my time in Egypt. He's opened doors no man could shut. I haven't faced a closed door yet. It doesn't mean that there's not one out there, but I just haven't met it yet or been too busy with God to notice it. Serving Christ is fulfilling and exciting. When he's the focus, it makes a difference. God bless you, and I love you. Thank you.
I came to know the Lord in the year 1984 after graduating from high school. I thought I had known the Lord for many years, but later I found that my life was in a mess. The devil was totally controlling my life. One day during my prayer time, I sensed a burden from the Lord about his people. He began to show me in a vision all the hurt and pain his people are experiencing as a result of the mistakes they have made. Too often, I experienced failure in my walk with the Lord, especially when I was in the Middle East. I became a part of MCC in February 2004 and presently serving as a cell coach. And since then, God has been so good to me by giving me victory over the enemy and many trials I have faced in the past. Through cell groups, I have met some amazing Christian men and women who have lifted me up, prayed with me through times of crisis, and have given me assurance that God is here at work, using ordinary folk like me to achieve extraordinary things. Through my cell group, it is opportune for me to know and to manifest God's potential in my life. Finally, our mistakes are not meant to make us feel isolated from our Heavenly Father. They allow us to see how much we need to apply the Word of God to our lives. In fact, I'm where I am today not because I did things right most of the time, but because of what I did wrong, the Lord made it right. To God be the glory. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Katie Gossip. I'm from Edinburgh in Scotland. I came to Egypt 2 years ago. I was 18 at the time and felt very, very young. I found MCC quite daunting when I first arrived here because I come from a smaller church and I didn't know how to cope with the number of people here. I could have given up then and decided that MCC wasn't for me, but I had seen the way God's changed my sister's life through the believers here, and I wanted to need that transformation for myself. I started going to a cell group, and after a while found that although my age was a huge issue for me, it wasn't for God. Through sharing and praying with my cell group, God broke through the false teaching I'd heard before I came here and started building me back up in his truth. That first year, he started laying the foundations for the work he is now doing in my life. Before the summer of 2004, I took cell-pastor training with absolutely no intention of leading a cell group. I still had the idea that I was too young for God to use me. But after the summer, I was asked to lead a group, and I found myself saying yes. After deciding to step out in faith and lead a cell group, I found things in my life actually started to go wrong. I thought I had things under control, but I soon realized that in order for me to be a useful tool for Christ in pastoring a group, I had to give everything up to God. I was aware of things in my life, aspects of my personality, sin from my past, generational sins that had control of me, but I didn't know what to do about them. The Lord, however, showed me ways I could break free from those issues. Through accountability to my cell group, my friends, and others here, I have been convicted of my need to be set apart and holy. Through counseling, which I received at the church, I have realized how secure I am in God's love and just how much I can trust him. I have finally experienced freedom from all the things that were controlling me and holding me back. The real reason I wanted to get up here today was to say thank you. Thank you to the Lord who is faithful and has given me so much. And thank you to each of you who has invested so much time and love in me. I also thank God for the fire he has ignited in your hearts here, and I pray that he will keep that fire burning in me as I go back to Scotland in August, so I can share all that he's done for me here with my friends and family at home. Amen.
Katie thanks us, and she thanks God, but all of us basically need to continue to just thank God for his goodness. Our worship team's going to lead us in a song of thanks. Let's lift our hearts and express from the depths of our being, Lord, you've been so good. You've been so faithful through the years. And your faithfulness has brought us to this point, not to fail us, but to carry us on into all that's still